Blackstone Audio presents Cruel Winter, A County Cork Mystery by Sheila Connolly. This book is read by Amy Rubinate.
It's my unscaly, and I'm sure.
The storyteller likes the weather. 1. Maura Donovan all but slammed the front door of Sullivan's pub behind her.
Why is it so bleeping cold in here?
Mick Nolan looked up from scrubbing the top of the bar.
You're here early, and it's no colder than it's been, Maura. Where's your coat?
Don't have one, Maura muttered.
Mick set down his cleaning rag.
You've no coat? It's winter now, isn't it? And you from Boston?
Maura wrapped her arms around herself and stalked over to the fire, which Mick had started, thank goodness. Stoked with peat, it gave off little warmth, but it was better than nothing.
When I got here, it was spring, remember? I didn't think I'd stay long, so I figured I'd never need a coat.
But he was right. She needed a winter coat now. She decided not to mention that the one she'd left behind in Boston hadn't been worth bringing with her. She wasn't looking for Mick's pity. After her grandmother's death, Maura had taken care of the funeral, settled the bills, left the rented apartment they'd shared for years, and realized there was little she cared to save. She'd cadged some attic space in a friend's house to store the few boxes she had and taken off to Ireland, the last thing her gran had asked of her. She'd brought little more than the clothes she wore and a carry-on, because she thought she'd carry her grandmother's farewells to anyone who remembered her in this corner of West Cork, and then return to Boston a week or two later.